Hughes down the right-hand side for Derby. Near the corner of the penalty area, making a run inside him is Russell. Looks to turn it past the keeper. And on the rebound, in off the post, it's Ward. Oh, it was a decent save in the first place by Randolph, but he couldn't divert it behind. There were two players racing in, and Ward hit it across the face of the goal. It clipped the post and went in. It's his sixth of the season, and on 20 minutes, Derby are in front. Derby County 1, Blues 0. Hughes is running through the middle. Has support on his right from Tom Ince. Ince looking to cut in between two players. Good run by Ince and fires it into the corner of the net. And Derby are two goals clear. First chance they had of the second half. Ince squeezing between two defenders a little bit too easily. And fires in his sixth goal in eight games on loan at Derby. Derby 2, Blues 0. Tesher's won it back on the left-hand side though. Great job by Tesher. Appeals for a penalty. It's given. Tesher wins a penalty with 90 seconds to go. In the box, bundled over, the challenge came in, there was no ball and plenty of contact. Caddis against Grant and he buries it under the keeper. It's Derby 2, Blues 1. Caddis the scorer, but is it too late? Spector looking to poke it past the keeper. Grant was right on top of him. Cottrell has done the right thing and sprinted to the corner to be able to take it. Randolph stays forward. What a finish this is. Cottrell takes, Randolph almost gets on it. It might come for Wes Thomas. Hooks it across the 6-yard box.
Yes!
It's in! It's over the line! It's Tesher, I think you've got there. Unbelievable. Where's this point come from? 6 minutes into added time and Birmingham City are level. Derby 2, Blues 2. What an extraordinary point.
Okay then, Gary. What an extraordinary end to a game. A game that you probably are surprised at anybody that you've got a point out of.
Absolutely. Listen, we said that to the players before, that when we played Derby in the home game, they were head and shoulders above us. And I felt as though they were the best team in the Championship by quite some margin. And you could argue today that they've controlled the majority of the game with a possession. They play great football and make it very difficult for you to get close to them. But they also work incredibly hard to stop you from having time on the ball. Very disappointed with their two goals, because we spoke before the game about the lack of a target man and that Russell would try and run you short and open up our back four and then get midfielders to run into those spaces. And Will Hughes did that for the first goal. Far too much space. And Jamie Ward scored it in the end off Darren's save, you know, which we should follow in. And then the second goal we spoke about Ince, got to force Ince wide, cannot let him come inside on his left foot. Came inside two players and slots in the corner, because he's a quality player, you know. So to go 2-0 down was, I'm sure, deserved for Derby's point of view, but disappointing from our point of view, because the game plan really for us was to try and keep the game very, very tight, try and work incredibly hard, see if we can get a little bit of nerves around the place, because obviously they're in a promotion battle and this is a time where it becomes very difficult, and then bring on the likes of Clayton, Wes and Damari late on in the game and see if we can try and chase something. So 1-0 down I wasn't too concerned, 2-0 down I was hugely concerned. So, but for us to keep going, I think shows once again the amazing character that the players have got. Whether we deserved something or not, we've kept going, and you know, in games there's always something for you, or one or twice a season if you just keep believing. And I think we stuck Darren up after we went 2-1, and ended up, I think he caused a few problems in the box. I think Wes has ended up hooking it back over someone's shoulder. I think it was Clayton who's got the last touch. So thoroughly pleasing for us, I'm sure. Hugely disappointing for anyone connected with Derby.
Well, it's quite nice to end up with a debate as to who's got the goal, because several players claiming it in the dressing room, aren't they?
I think they are, but you know, I think Clayton's got it on the end of it. I've managed to convince Rob Keenan to let him have it, because I think he's our top scorer at the moment. So, but I thought, you know, there were. I mean, I thought Dave Davis played really, really well today. I mean, any intensity that we had came from him. And I just felt one or two others needed just to give a little bit more and have a little bit more belief. And I think at the moment, the difference between us and a team like Derby is a margin, but a margin nonetheless. And you know, we've got to try and bridge that gap of having a little more quality and a little bit more desire when they're out of possession. And I think epitomising that was someone like Johnny Russell. I had a little bit of an argument with him towards the first half, because I just felt as though it was a little bit ungentlemanly that the ball had gone out for them because their player had a head injury, and then the ball gets smashed into the corner and they try and pin us in with 30 seconds to go. I know nothing came from it, but I think most of that frustration is really just about me not wanting to let ourselves down, coming back here. And obviously, as everyone knows, it's a special place for me to come back as well. So maybe my passion to win the game or get some out of it, perhaps run a bit too far. But I think he's a brilliant player and probably epitomises the difference at the minute between the Derby side and us. You know, he runs, he chases, he's got fire in his belly, and he's got the quality to match as well.